Okay, speaking of long Bob Dylan songs, which is the kind of song I played last week, it occurred to me in the middle of playing the song last week that my favorite long Bob Dylan song, maybe his second longest song, next to Sad Eyed Lady of the Lowlands, or some of his live versions of stuff, I'd never podcasted it before. So all week I've been working on this rendition of this song to make sure that no one would really recognize it. This is called Desolation Row. They're selling postcards of the hanging, painting the passports brown. The beauty parlor is filled with sailors. The circus is in town. And in comes the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One of his hands is tied to the tightrope walker, and the other is in his pants. And the riot squads, they're restless. They need somewhere to go. As Lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row. Cinderella, she seems so easy. It takes one to know one. She smiles and then she puts her hands in her back pockets, Betty Davis style. And in comes a Romeo, he's moaning, "You belong to me, I believe." And then someone says, "You're in the wrong play, my friend. You'd better leave." And the only sound that's left after the ambulances go is Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Row. Is almost hidden and the stars are beginning to hide. The fortune-telling lady has even taken all her things inside, all except for Cain and Abel and the hunchback of Notre Dame. Everybody is making love or else expecting rain. Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. He's going to the carnival tonight on Desolation Row. Now Ophelia, she's neath the window. For her I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. To her, death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession is her religion, and her sin is her lifelessness. And though her eyes are fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, she spends her spare time peeking into Desolation Row. Einstein disguised as Robin Hood with his memories in a trunk passes way about an hour ago with his friend a jealous monk. And he looked so immaculately frightful as he bummed a cigarette. And then he went off sniffing drain pipes and reciting the alphabet. You would not think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing electric violin on Desolation Row. Dr. Filth, he keeps his world inside of a leather cup, while all his sexless patients, they are trying to blow it up. His nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole. And she also keeps the cards that read, "Have mercy on his soul." They all play on a penny whistle, you can hear them blow. If you lean your head out far enough to Desolation Row. curtain. They're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera in the perfect image of a priest. And they are spoon-feeding Casanova just to get him to feel more assured. And then they'll kill him with self-confidence after poisoning him with words. While the Phantom keeps shouting to skinny girls, get out of here if you don't know. Casanova is just being punished for going to Desolation Row. Midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew go out and round up everyone who knows more than they do. And they bring them to the factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across their shoulders. And then the kerosene is brought down from the castle by insurance men who go check to see that nobody's escaping to Desolation Row. Praise be to Nero's Neptune, the Titanic sails at dawn. Everybody is shouting, honey, which side are you on? While Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot are fighting in the captain's tower, while Calypso singers laugh at them and fishermen hold flowers out to the windows of the sea where lovely mermaids go. And nobody has to think too much about Desolation Row. Yeah, I received your letter yesterday about the time that the doorknob broke. When you asked me how I was doing, was that some kind of joke? Well, all these people that you mentioned, yes, I know them, they're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces and give them all another name. Right now I can't read too good, don't send me no more letters, no. Not unless you mail them from Desolation Row.
And that, my friends, is that. One more week, and then Labor Day weekend. Have a great week.